Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
From Joshua 5, verse 14, what does my Lord say to his servant? In the New Testament, God emphasized different things to each of the seven churches in Revelation. Why? Because they each had a different assignment and faced different challenges. It's wise to read good books and listen to good mentors and teachers, but don't assume that what God has told them is what he is telling you. There are times when you need to hear from him for yourself. You may adopt certain principles, but you must get your plan from God. That's why it's sometimes hard for God to get through to preachers. When he speaks to them personally, they give an introduction, 3 points and a conclusion, and preach it to others. And as a spiritual leader, there's another potential pitfall, trying to get a word for others because they happen to be bothering you. Let God straighten them out and get back to where you belong. Paul wrote, "We will boast only about what has happened within the boundaries of the work God has given us." Your authority and anointing depend on being where God wants you to be, doing what he wants you to do. When you're driven by ego or other people's expectations or a goal God gave to someone else, you're setting yourself up to fail. You must hear from God for yourself. If you're assigned, you're confined. You can't go where you like and do as you please. So ask God to crown your efforts for success. If you're in the wrong place, doing the wrong thing, don't let pride keep you there. Pray, "What does my Lord say to his servant?" Then do it. From Vision's Word for Today, you must hear from God for yourself.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.